Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi, and I'm Laura.
Okay, Laura, I have a joke for you.
Okay.
A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here."
That's not funny. He asked for a drink, not food.
Okay, well, how about this?I used to have a job at a calendar factory, but I got fired because I took a couple of days off.
That doesn't make sense. It's okay to take some days off.
Look, okay, maybe you just need to improve your sense of humor. But don't worry, because that's what we'll look at today in another helpful article from Aubrey Zimmer.
We know that Aubrey likes to laugh at the world, sometimes too much. Maybe now we can find out her secret about having a sense of humor.
Let's read today's article.
How to have a good sense of humor.
Laughter is the best medicine. It can improve your health and help you deal with life's pressures. Therefore,Having a good sense of humor is very valuable. Surround yourself with humor. Spend more time with witty people. Watch funny movies and TV shows. Get into the habit of reading jokes and cartoons every day. Learn to appreciate all types of humor. Don't take everything too seriously.It's okay to laugh at yourself. Try to find the humor in unpleasant things. It'll make life a little easier. We were all born with the gift of laughter. Humor can help you through your darkest times. It might even save your life. Humor. Humor. If you use humor in a speech, people usually pay more attention to you. If you use humor in a speech, people usually pay more attention to you. Joke. Joke. Joey told us a joke, and we couldn't stop laughing.Joey told us a joke and we couldn't stop laughing. Find. Find. Find, found, found. I'll find a hotel for our trip to Japan. I'll find a hotel for our trip to Japan. Easy. Easy.I had a very easy week at work. I had a very easy week at work.
The article begins with Aubrey using a well-known and popular proverb, which means an old saying. She says, laughter is the best medicine. Okay, the word laughter, L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R, you can also say laughter, is the noun form of the verb laugh, which is to do this.
Okay, 好了，没错，一开始 Aubrey 我们就看一下说了什么，它是引用一个古老的谚语哦，谚语的英文就是 proverb, 也就是呢，这个谚语就是 laughter is the best medicine, 就是笑是最棒的良药，其中的 laughter, 大家刚刚应该看到 Pat 老师示范啦，不过大家有没有觉得这个字跟 laugh 很像呢？没错，其实 laughter 就是 laugh 的名词，那 laugh 这个字当然就是它的动词啦。
Okay, so the saying, laughter is the best medicine, means that if you're happy and in a good mood, you recover from illnesses more quickly.
Oh, 所以所谓的这个笑就是最棒的良药是什么意思呢？就是说啊，如果你保持开开心心的心情，即使生病的话呢，诶，你也会比较快痊愈哦 recover.
Aubrey explains a little more. It, laughter, can improve your health and help you deal with life's pressures.
Wow, 接着 Aubrey 还说啦，如果这个笑呢，大笑呢，它可以改善你的健康状况，而且还帮助你应付生活上的压力哦。其中他提到的 deal with 当然就是应对啦，应付啦，而 pressure 当然就是我们很不想要的压力哦。
Now everyone knows this is true, right? Which is why Aubrey says, therefore, having a good sense of humor is very valuable. We mentioned the word humor, H-U-M-O-R, humor in our introduction. So let's look at it in more detail. Humor is the quality in something that makes it funny or amusing. It can also mean the ability to laugh at things that are amusing.
OK, 好，接着 Aubrey 就提到，因此呢，刚刚提到笑很重要嘛，拥有幽默感就是非常重要的哦。其中他提到的 humor, 相信大家都不陌生，它就是幽默的意思，它是个名词哦。不过注意，如果你要说，诶，像是 Pat 老师很幽默啊，千万不能说 he's so humor, no,、
oh, no.
对，因为 humor 是名词，形容词我们要用 humorous,、
mm-hmm.
或者我们也可以用课文的有幽默感，我们可以说Pat, you have a great sense of humor.
Okay, and here's an example sentence for humor. If you use humor in a speech, people usually pay more attention to you. If you use humor in a speech, people usually pay more attention to you.
如果你在这个演讲当中啊展现幽默的话，通常会吸引大家的目光哦。其中提到的 speech 当然就是演讲的意思啦。
But if, like Laura, you don't laugh at my amazing jokes, how can you improve your sense of humor? Here's Aubrey's advice. Surround yourself with humor. So the verb surround, S-U-R-R-O-U-N-D, surround, means to be all around something or to associate with something. So what Aubrey means here is you have to have humor all around you.
I have a great sense of humor. Your jokes are not amazing. 好啦，我真的觉得我有很有幽默感啊，根本就是派老师讲的笑不好笑啊。Anyway, 如果你是想要一个学习幽默感的人呢，你就可以呢让自己身处于幽默的环境之下哦。其中的 surround 这个字就是围绕的意思。
Okay, here's how you can do that.、
Mm-hmm.
Spend more time with witty people.Someone who is witty, W-I-T-T-Y, witty, has very quick, clever, and creative humor when speaking. Like this guy.
Or...This girl, okay, come on, 我也很 witty 呀、啊。
Okay.
好啦，接着文章提到，多花点时间和风趣诙谐的人相处。其中的 witty 当然就是指这个机智啊，说话风趣的意思啦。
Here are other ways to surround yourself with humor. Watch funny movies and TV shows. Get into the habit of reading jokes and cartoons every day.So to get into the habit of something means to learn a new habit and start doing something regularly, like exercising, eating healthily, reviewing class notes, and so on. We always follow get into the habit of with the V-I-N-G gerund, get into the habit of doing.
OK, 所以要怎么样有幽默感呢？我们可以欣赏喜剧片啦，还有搞笑的节目啦，反正就是要养成每天可能阅读笑话和漫画的习惯哦。其中我们提到了 get into the habit of something, 就是表示养成什么的习惯。像是呢 I try to get into the habit of going to bed early,、but it's so hard. 我每天都想要养成早睡的习惯，可是我都会东摸摸西摸摸，莫名其妙就花了很多时间，然后就发现Oh my god, it's so late! Okay.
Never mind.
Oh well.
Alright, so the habit Aubrey says we need to get into is reading jokes. A joke, J-O-K-E, joke, is something that you say or do to make people laugh. For example, a funny story that you tell to others.
哦、oh, 我懂了。Joke 这个字呢它是个名词哦，在本课当中有着笑话啦玩笑的意思。那不过呢如果恶作剧的话呢英文我们就要用 practical joke 来表示哦。另外呢如果你是个开不起玩笑的人你可能就会说 I can't take a joke 来表示哦。 And joke can also be used as a verb. 它可以当作动词来用。像是我们常常说 just joking or just kidding, 就是指哎呦我刚刚开玩笑的啦这样的意思。
Okay, so here's joke as a noun in a sentence. Joey told us a joke and we couldn't stop laughing. Joey told us a joke and we couldn't stop laughing.
Okay, Joey 跟我们说了一则笑话，而且呢，我们笑到停不下来 ，couldn't stop， 然后后面接 VNG 就是无法停止怎么样怎么样。
Next, Aubrey adds, learn to appreciate all types of humor. There are many ways to make someone laugh, and while some people find one thing funny, others won't. So you need to understand lots of humor.
Okay, I'll try to learn that. Oh, even though you're not that funny. Anyway, 学习欣赏各种幽默风格哦，也是 Aubrey 教我们的。没错，其实每个人的幽默风格都不一样，所以呢，可能我也不能因为不熟悉 Pat 老师的幽默风格就不接受他哦。
I don't get it. Here's the next piece of advice. Don't take everything too seriously. If you take something seriously, you treat it like it's the most important thing ever. You need to do this with some things, but not everything.
So true. 再来呢 ,Aubrey 教大家说哎呀不要太认真地面对每一件事情哦。当我们用 take something seriously, 就是把某件事情看得非常的严重很严肃这样的意思。的确有些事情可以严肃地看待，但是生活当中不用每件事情都这么的紧绷这么紧张啊。
Aubrey also adds, it's okay to laugh at yourself.Try to find the humor in unpleasant things. So something unpleasant, spelled UNPLEASANT, unpleasant, makes you feel uncomfortable or disgusted, like a bad smell, a bad test result, or even feeling sick.
所以接着呢，我们来学一下。其实你也可以拿自己来开开玩笑也无妨啊。反正就是要试着在不愉快之中找寻幽默。其中的 unpleasant things 可能是指像是闻到恶心的东西啊，或是可能或是考试考不好，或是生病啊不舒服啊，都可以是当作 unpleasant things。
Yep, and we also use the verb find, F-I-N-D, find, which means to discover something or somebody by searching, studying, or thinking carefully.
Find, okay, 在本课当中就是表示找到或是发现的意思，它是个动词，动词三态就是 find, found, found. 像是我老是找不到我的手机，我就可以说 I can't find my cell phone.
Let's give you another example.I'll find a hotel for our trip to Japan. I'll find a hotel for our trip to Japan.
意思就是我会帮我们找到这个日本之旅要住的旅馆哦。
So why should you laugh when things are unpleasant? Well, Aubrey explains, it'll make life a little easier. So the word easier, E-A-S-I-E-R, easier, is the comparative form of the adjective easy, E-A-S-Y, which means comfortable, relaxed, and not worried.
好，刚刚文章说到，为什么遇到不开心的事情还要大笑呢？因为 Aubrey 是说，这会让生活好过点嘛。其中的 easy 在本课当中有着轻松的意思，是个形容词。而课文提到的 easier 则是 easy 的比较级，比较轻松。另外 easy 还可以当作副词，像是 take it easy 就是放轻松。
Here's another way we can use easy. I had a very easy week at work.I had a very easy week at work.
Lucky you. 我在这一周的工作上过得相当轻松。
Aubrey gives one last piece of advice. She says, we were all born with the gift of laughter. When we use the phrase gift of, we follow it with a noun, like the gift of wealth, gift of good health, and so on.
Okay, 像是我们与生俱来的天赋。注意哦，这里的 gift of something 后面我们都要接名词哦，像是 the gift of wealth 就是有钱的这样的一个天赋啦，或者是天生如果很健康，就是 the gift of good health.
Aubrey finishes up today's article by saying, humor can help you through your darkest times. It might even save your life.
Wow, 幽默可以帮助你走过人生最暗淡的时刻，甚至可以救你一命哦 ,save your life. Okay, now it's time to end the lesson.
Okay, so let's try out your new improved sense of humor with another joke.
Okay.
Let's see if this works. What is Beethoven's favorite fruit? It's a banana.
Actually, I like this one.
Okay, you like that one? Great.
Okay, so what are other ways that might make us laugh, I think?
Ooh, what about you? I find physical comedy very funny. Uh-huh. You know, someone falling over on a banana skin, funny.
Wow.
Somebody with a ladder turning around and hitting other people, funny.
Mm.
Pie in the face, very funny.
Wow.
How about you?
Oh, as what Aubrey said, I really like watching cartoons.
Okay.
Like Minions, 小小兵, I think they're so funny.
I see.
Even comedies, romantic comedies, I love all those.
Okay, yeah. I like also word games where people kind of play with words to make funny kind of jokes like that.
Good.
It's a very British kind of thing to make fun of. We could talk about this for a while,
right.
But we're out of time. Thanks for watching, everybody. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The band played all their greatest hits, plus some new songs.
The band played all their greatest hits, plus some new songs.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。歌手开演唱会的时候，大部分都会演唱自己最畅销的歌曲，像是今天小聚会的句子。The band played all their greatest hits.Plus some new songs. The band played all their greatest hits. Plus some new songs. 这支乐团表演了他们所有的畅销歌曲，还加上一些新歌。畅销歌曲，我们可以用 hit 这个字来表示。Hit 在这边是个名词，可以用来表示任何畅销的东西。而这个句子中，我们用形容词最高级 greatest 来表示是最棒的。还记得形容词最高级的用法吗？不记得的同学们在看完这个影片之后要赶快复习哦。另外呢，句子中还用到了一个挺实用的字，那就是 plus。plus 在这边是个介系词，意思是加上。plus 除了表示加上之外，还可以当正负之中的正，或者是加号的意思。就像我们的 A 加，英文就是 A plus。好啦，那我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。The band played all their greatest hits plus some new songs. 哇，今天的句子有点长，对吧？那就多加练习几次吧。我们下次见咯，拜拜。
The band played all their greatest hits plus some new songs.
The band played all their greatest hits plus some new songs.
比方说，例如，
这个时候就要用 for example。
那 such as 呢？
For example 和 such as 其实意思差不多啦，都是用来表示例如什么什么。That's right. We can use both for example and such as when giving an example of something.啊，就像中文不是也一样吗？举例的时候，我们当然也会说，比如说啦，好比怎么样啊，就好像等等的不同类似的说法哦。不过注意哦，虽然 for example 和 such as 意思是一样的，但是用法上还是要注意它们小小的差别哦。For example 可以接在前一句介绍一个比较广的概念，然后呢，后面就用 for example 引出这样概念下的其中一个例子。所以呢，我们可以把 for example 放在句首后面接逗点，然后再提出你的例子哦。比方说 ，I can do many things at once. For example, once I was talking on the phone while watching TV and chatting online. 刚刚第一句的我可以同时做很多事情是一个比较广的概念哦。那后面的 for example 是举出如何可以同时做很多事情的其中一个例子哦。另外呢 ，for example 也可以用来列举同类人事物的几个例子，像是 junk food for example, potato chips and chocolate can make you fat. 诶，其实这样的用法我们也可以用 such as 来代换。不过注意哦， such as 后面是不可以接逗点，而且只能出现在句中。而 for example, 却可以出现在句首、句中以及句尾呢。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
For example 和 such as 都是例如什么什么，但是不同于 for example, such as 后面不可以接逗点，而且只能出现在句中哦。
How to have a good sense of humor. How to have a good sense of humor.
Laughter is the best medicine. It can improve your health and help you deal with life's pressures.Therefore, having a good sense of humor is very valuable. Surround yourself with humor. Spend more time with witty people. Watch funny movies and TV shows. Get into the habit of reading jokes and cartoons every day. Learn to appreciate all types of humor. Don't take everything too seriously.It's okay to laugh at yourself. Try to find the humor in unpleasant things. It'll make life a little easier. We were all born with the gift of laughter. Humor can help you through your darkest times. It might even save your life. Humor. Humor.If you use humor in a speech, people usually pay more attention to you. If you use humor in a speech, people usually pay more attention to you. Joke. Joke. Joey told us a joke and we couldn't stop laughing. Joey told us a joke and we couldn't stop laughing.Find, find, find, found, found. I'll find a hotel for our trip to Japan. I'll find a hotel for our trip to Japan. Easy, easy. I had a very easy week at work. I had a very easy week at work.